Well, this was a front room, but it was smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It was smaller.
Mm-hmm.
They had a front bedroom, a second bedroom, and the kitchen.
Oh.
It was just a three-room shotgun house.
Mm-hmm.
Straight back.
Straight back.
Mm-hmm. In the year of 1938, my mother added two more rooms,
mm-hmm.
which made it a five rooms.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Now, where were those rooms added on? You can draw on this.
Well, all right. This is that room there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the other second bedroom
mm-hmm.
is that.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I added a bathroom.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now you would have.
Now where would that be on here?
The bathroom.
Yeah, and then the two rooms. Now this would be the front of the house,
uh-huh.
like right out
yes.
here.
Yes, small three room shotgun house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not any shotgun. Yes, it is, but it's a little shotgun house. Down on the next corner by the third door
uh-huh.
from behind the church.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That would be a shotgun house.
Oh, next, that would be a shotgun house. Uh-huh.
Next,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh, next to Reverend Gillum.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then you said your mother, I believe, added on
too. Yeah, my mother added on two more rooms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, was your father, did he do some of the work on it?
No, my father died in 1920.
Oh, yeah.
I was only, if he died that January, and I'd have been six that March.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
I remember him well.
Oh, you do remember?
We lived over on then.
Uh-huh.
Over
oh, you did?
Over on
But your family, though, had this property.
Yeah, my grandfather and grandmother had this
uh-huh.
property already.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and in other words, this is my grandparents. It was at one time. During my mother's lifetime,
mm-hmm.
she had other brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't help her like they
uh-huh.
should have.
Uh-huh.
And in the meantime, she lost this property.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And I regained it back.
You did?
Uh-huh. I worked hard, too, Francis. I worked at Darren's Grain Mill for 35 cents an hour.
You did?
And in the meantime, a man had bought this property.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. In 1943,
uh-huh.
my mother was about to be sit outdoors.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. This man had bought it.
Oh.
He had bought this property. Phyllis called you.
No.
This man had bought this property.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't been working at Darrah's Grain Mill a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked them, would they come in and help me? At that time, Mr. Tom Living, who was a really estate man.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me to get up all my papers.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
He got this property back from me. Of course, always, when you lose property and you have to buy it back, it always costs you more than what they paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I acquired it. I acquired it in 1943.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
that really is something.
Well, I did. I acquired it in 1943, and I worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so appreciative to the man that I worked for.
Uh-huh.
Because at that time,